Unit 2. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. We're calling it a trash talk today, since we'll be learning about one of the biggest and most overlooked waste problems facing our ocean environments, and we're not happy about it. So let's get right to it. What is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Well, first, let's talk about what it's not. It's not a floating island of trash like a garbage dump or a landfill. It's also not the only patch. They exist all throughout the ocean, and the Pacific Garbage Patch just happens to be the most famous. Garbage patches are large, concentrated areas of marine debris that are formed by rotating ocean currents called gyres, kind of like big whirlpools that suck things in. A garbage patch is made up of millions and millions of tiny plastic pieces called microplastics that are less than 5 millimeters long. It's more like pepper flakes swirling in a soup than something you can skim off the surface. You might come across some larger items, like plastic bottles, but it's possible to sail through a garbage patch and not see anything. And they're a big problem for the ocean and for us. People often ask, why can't we just scoop up all the marine debris in the ocean? Like, get out a huge net and physically remove it? And the answer is, unfortunately, it's just not that simple. The first challenge is the sheer size of these garbage patches. They're huge. They're constantly moving with ocean currents, and there's debris from the ocean surface all the way down to the sea floor. Not to mention all the marine life we would disrupt if we tried to just scoop up the debris. So what can we do? Well, the ultimate solution is prevention, and we need to keep that as our highest priority. We can reduce, reuse, and recycle to keep trash out of the ocean in the first place, and we can participate in things like shoreline cleanups. It's a lot easier to deal with debris before it ends up in the ocean. To conclude this episode, we'd like to make one final thing clear. We're not trash-talking, brainstorming simple solutions, but we are advocating for a preventative solution to this waste issue. Because until we stop marine debris at the source, we'll be cleaning it up forever.